Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Jacob Herkamp. The New Testament reading for today is from John chapter 12, verses 20 through 36a. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus, and Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there heard it and said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So the crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" So Jesus said to them, "The light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord Christ Jesus announces, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Now to the world, glory looks like a throne and a crown of gold. But to our Lord, it is the cross and a crown of thorns. He will be raised up, just as Isaiah saw in Isaiah 6 and prophesies about in Isaiah 11. On the cross, our Lord Jesus is the signal for the peoples, drawing all peoples to his mercy. "See then there, on the cross, your God, who willingly lays down his life for the sin of the world, that you and I may be redeemed." The Greeks in our reading come asking, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." They represent all of us. Jesus points them to a seed that must fall into the earth and die. Jesus tells them and us that to really see and understand who Jesus is to see him up and give up his life upon the cross, by which the ruler of this world is being cast out, and the great harvest of souls is won. We glory in Jesus and his cross, because here, at his cross, we see and look upon the God of all mercy, who is willingly giving up his life to save us. You and I wish to see Jesus, and he is not hiding. He is found exactly where he promises to be. In the waters of baptism, you are buried with Christ by baptism into death and made alive with him in his resurrection. You walk in his marvelous light. You are no longer children of darkness, but sons of light. Indeed, we long to see Jesus, and we need not look far. For Jesus makes himself known to us in the breaking of the bread, the same zeal and mercy that fueled his march to the cross now brings him to your own church's altar. in the blessed sacrament of his body and blood, he gives you the victory that he has purchased and won for you, life everlasting, as he feeds you his own body and gives you his blood to drink for the forgiveness of your sins and the strengthening of your faith. Until the day that our Lord returns and all darkness is done away with, we are to fix our eyes on the cross and our hearts upon the altar of our Lord. Here is your God, O you Christian. He's full of mercy, splendor, and light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, your Son, Jesus Christ, was lifted high upon the cross, that he might bear the sins of the world and draw all people to himself. Grant that we who glory in his death for our redemption may faithfully heed his call to bear the cross and follow him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.